Your body speaks a language more honest than your words ever will. Every day, we transmit thousands of nonverbal signals. A slight eyebrow raise during a business meeting, fingers drumming nervously during a difficult conversation, feet suddenly pointing toward an exit when we're ready to leave. These subtle movements aren't random. They're windows into our true thoughts and emotions. As a Cuban refugee arriving in America at age 8 without speaking English, former FBI agent Joe Navarro developed extraordinary sensitivity to nonverbal cues simply to survive. This skill became his professional superpower during 25 years interviewing criminals, spies, and terrorists. His comprehensive field guide to human behavior offers over 400 observations to help decode the silent signals we constantly transmit and receive, a skill that can transform how you understand others and present yourself to the world. From birth, we look to the head to understand others' minds. Hair acts as an unofficial resume of identity and status, while our interactions with it reveal emotions. Women's outward-facing hair play signals comfort, while men under pressure often run fingers through their hair to ventilate and stimulate nerves. Head movements provide key insights. Nodding typically signals agreement, but combined with pursed lips suggests disagreement. When confused, people often pat or stroke the back of their head, a pacifying behavior that soothes through touch and warmth. The hooding gesture, fingers interlaced behind the head, resembles a cobra's hood and signals comfort and authority. The human face can display multiple emotions simultaneously, with leakage revealing competing internal feelings. The left side of the face shows negative emotions more accurately, creating emotional chirality. Incongruence between words and expressions reveal true sentiments, like a tense face during polite exchanges. The forehead acts as an emotional barometer, its furrows signaling distress or concentration, a signal even babies recognize in their mothers. We form instant impressions through eyes and eyebrows. Eyebrow flashing, a rapid, gravity-defying movement occurring in under 1/5 of a second, signals excitement or acknowledgement when verbal greeting is impossible. Its absence, as when store clerks avoid eye contact, is instantly noticeable. Tense eyebrow arching suggests unwanted surprise. Asymmetrical eyebrows indicate doubt, while a furrowed glabella, area between eyes, shows concern or dislike. Pupils involuntarily reveal emotions, dilating with comfort or attraction, constricting with dislike, especially visible in light-colored eyes. Eye contact patterns vary culturally. High-status individuals maintain more eye contact while both speaking and listening, while lower-status people make more eye contact listening but less speaking. Narcissistic serenity describes an inappropriately calm expression in disturbing situations, seen in figures like Lee Harvey Oswald and Bernie Madoff upon arrest. Duping delight refers to the subtle smirk of perceived successful deception. The forehead serves as an emotional barometer, with furrowing indicating distress. Botox treatments that eliminate forehead lines can impair emotional communication, making it harder for others to read emotional cues. Our lips, uniquely human and rich with nerve endings, reveal emotions through subtle changes. They become smaller when stressed and fuller when relaxed as blood flow shifts. Throughout the day, our lips compress during negative experiences. Even brief compressions, 1/20th a second, signal negative emotions. Pursed lips, pinched toward the front of mouth, indicate disagreement or consideration of alternatives. A genuine Duchenne smile engages both mouth and eye muscles, creating visible relaxation that reflects true joy. False smiles often involve only one side of the face or direct toward the ears rather than eyes. A protruding tongue universally signals either "I got away with something" or "Oops, I got caught." The neck, our most vulnerable body part, channels vital survival functions. Neck touching reveals insecurity and anxiety, particularly at the neck dimple, suprasternal notch. Men tend to grab their neck robustly, while women touch it more delicately. Under stress, people massage the side of their neck near the pulse point to stimulate the vagus nerve, lowering heart rate. A hard swallow often accompanies extremely stressful situations. The neck channels everything critical for survival: blood, food, water, electrical signals, hormones, and air. Beyond scratching itches, neck touching accurately reveals insecurity, apprehension, and anxiety. Touching the neck dimple, suprasternal notch, indicates concern or fear. Men grab their neck robustly while adjusting ties or collars, while women touch it more delicately with fingertips. Under stress, people massage the side of the neck near the pulse point to stimulate the vagus nerve, which connects the brain to major organs. This stimulation releases acetylcholine, lowering heart rate. A visible and sometimes audible hard swallow is a spontaneous reaction to something unsavory or extremely stressful, a reliable distress indicator. Our shoulders communicate volumes about us. A single raised shoulder when answering questions typically signals insecurity or doubt, especially when accompanied by hesitation. In negotiations, this response to questions like, "Is that your best price?" suggests room for further discussion. Raising and maintaining both shoulders high, the turtle effect, reveals insecurity, essentially trying to hide in plain sight. This appears when speakers request volunteers or when students are unprepared for questions. Leonardo da Vinci called the human foot a masterpiece of engineering and a work of art. Though small, feet bear our weight and sense motion, vibrations, temperature, and humidity. Feet that suddenly go flat indicate concerns, an evolutionary freezing response. During conversations, we signal wanting to leave by pointing one foot toward the door. When disliking someone, our feet often turn away from them or toward exits. Turning toes inward, pigeon toes, signals insecurity or vulnerability. A single foot's toes pointing upward, heel grounded, typically indicates positive emotions. Emotional highs manifest through animated, jumpy feet, visible in both excited children and adults with winning poker hands. Our legs naturally gravitate toward what interests us. When comfortable, especially in dating situations, women may dangle their shoe near the foot's instep, a behavior that ceases immediately if discomfort arises. Understanding body language isn't about detecting lies. It's about developing deeper empathy and authentic connections. By reading these silent signals, we gain vital insights into others' true feelings and intentions, enhancing our negotiations, relationships, and daily interactions. While words can deceive, the body often reveals truth. Genuine smiles reach the eyes, anxiety shows through pacifying behaviors like neck touching, and confidence appears in expansive postures and steady eye contact. Most people unconsciously broadcast their emotional state through micro-expressions, posture shifts, and breathing patterns. These subtle cues provide valuable information to trained observers, helping us recognize when others need support. Context is crucial. No single gesture definitively indicates deception or emotion. Look for behavioral clusters, baseline changes, and consistency between verbal and nonverbal signals. With practice, this skill becomes natural, transforming how you understand both others and yourself.